You're about to experience a life-giving message from Bishop Kevin Foreman, the People's Bishop, pastor of Harvest Church. We exist to lead people to totally love God, love people, and love life as one church in global location. Wherever you are, we are. Find out more on our website at www.harvestchurch.church or stay connected and get our mobile app by texting the word HARVEST to the number 55498. Your faithful giving is how we continue to bring life-giving messages like these to you. So bless what blesses you in our app or online at www.harvestchurch.church/give. Now, here's today's life-giving message.
Let's make our confession of faith together. I'm in my year of more. God will do more in me. God will do more through me. God will do more for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Speak, Lord. We're open and we are ready. We need to hear from you. Let what we just prayed happen now. In Jesus' name. Somebody say, and it is so. And it is so. Grab a seat. Let's go to work. So last Sunday, I taught you in our series, Unusual, that you need unusual finances because the bigger you're blessed, the bigger you can bless. The Bible says that we are blessed to be a what? A blessing. And Wednesday, I taught you from the 1992 movie, Mo' Money, Mo' Money, Mo' Money, from the 92 movie starring Damon Wayans with this subtitle, Why Settle for Less? Look at me. You are not going to settle this year. You're not going to settle because this is going to be a year where you experience more. This is not going to be a year where you just have to take whatever is laid in front of you. This is going to be a year of more. Why? 2024 is your year of more. God is going to do more for you. God is going to do more through you. And God is going to do more in you. Can I get you to make this declaration and just say, this is my year of more? Come on, say it with authority. Say it like you're not going to take less. Say it like you're not going to settle for what Satan wants to offer you. Say it like you're not just going to take whatever life gives you. Matter of fact, you've just been letting life happen to you. I'm talking to somebody. This is going to be the year you're about to happen to life because you were born to do more than just pay bills, have babies, and die. You were born that you might rule and you might reign and you might conquer and you might subdue. Let me remind you of who you are. You're the line crosser. You're the history maker. You're the boundary breaker. On three, holler more in the building. Online, you type it all caps. 1, 2, 3, more. Now put a praise behind that right there. Now, in understanding that principle, I taught you this. How do you get more of anything? If this is your year of more, how do you get more of anything? Well, your increase is in your release. Anything I want to see increase in my life, I first have to release from my life. And so in understanding this principle, I want to teach you this today. You need an unusual attitude. Listen to me carefully today. You cannot have a usual attitude and go to unusual destinations. You cannot have a usual attitude and experience unusual things in your life. And I don't know about you, but I know about me that I don't want anything usual to be about my life. Let's tell the truth. Your whole life, you've not been usual. You've not been like everybody else. You didn't fit in with everybody else. And every time you tried to fit in, you found yourself, watch me, being a counterfeit to fit with people that were counterfeits in the first place. Let's talk. Every time you tried to fit in, you never were quite like everybody else because God made you unusual on purpose. And I need to come to affirm somebody today because you've always felt like you were off. You weren't off, you were on. Let me help you. You always felt like the problem was you. Can I tell you? Maybe you weren't the problem. You were sent the problem people to be the problem solver. You always felt like, well, maybe the life would be better and maybe the earth would be better if I wasn't here. You have to be here. You had to be born because you were needed for the time that the earth needs you most, and that is now. I rebuke every thought that makes you think that your life is not worth living. I feel like shaking somebody free today. I rebuke every thought that makes you think that your life is not worth living. I rebuke every thought that makes you feel like, watch me, that life would have been better had you made different decisions. I'm going to tell you, God is about to make sure that this year makes up for every bad year you've ever had. I want to prophesy to somebody. Come here. 1 Samuel 3:19, and the Lord was with the man of God and did not let one of his words fall to the ground. I pray that 2024 would be a makeup year for any previous years of your life where you made some bad decisions. You made some stupid decisions. The Bible says in Joel that I'll restore to you the years that the canker worm, that the palmer worm, what do the worms represent? What do the locusts represent? They represent bad decisions. I will restore to you the years your bad decisions made. I need you to lay your hands on yourself and say, this is my makeup year. This is my... Oh my God, I wish I had faith in the building and don't lie. For every bad year you had, 2024 is going to make up for it. For every loss you've had, 2024 is going to give you more. For every tear you shed, they that sow in tear, they shall reap in joy. God, I wish I had faith in the building and online. Open your mouth and make this declaration. Say, this is my makeup year. Which means to do that, you're going to need an unusual attitude, because your attitude determines your altitude. Your attitude determines how high you can go or how low you will go. And this is, of course, an unusual month. But as I've been teaching you all this series, your life is unusual. This means not habitual or common. I've been teaching you this month that God's changing your habits. That's why we started this series talking about unusual faith, because he's got to change your faith habits. And we talked about unusual focus. He's got to change your focus habits. Then we talked about unusual finances. He's got to change your finance habits. And now I want to teach you about an unusual attitude, because your attitude is going to make the difference in your life. And listen to me. It's not going to be because of how skilled you are, how gifted you are, how talented you are. It's going to be because of how your attitude is. You better hear me. And attitude is this. It is your settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something. Pay attention. Your attitude is your settled way of thinking. It is your settled way of feeling about someone or something, which means, watch me, your attitude is the place that you've decided to settle. Let's go, please. It's the place that you've decided to settle. It is the place that you have decided that this is the way I'm going to be, that this is the way that things are going to happen in my life, which means, watch me, your attitude has developed that way over time. You didn't develop the attitude that you have overnight. This thing happened over time. Pay attention. Here's what the scripture says, the type of attitude we should have. Philippians 2 and 5. It says, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Everybody look at me. He says, you got to have the same attitude that the Lord had. You cannot pick an attitude that is not in alignment with God. He says, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Look at verse 9. Because of his attitude, therefore, say therefore. Therefore means as a result of the preceding verses. Therefore, God elevated him. Look at me. Your attitude determines your what? Altitude. Elevation is an increase in your altitude, which means for some of you, you're like, my life feels so low. Can I tell you why? It's because your attitude needs an adjustment. And today you're about to get an attitude adjustment. And some of y'all, your faces are telling me that you need one right here and right now. I need you to open your mouth, please, and just say, I need an attitude adjustment. I need an attitude adjustment. Therefore, as a result of his attitude, God elevated him. He increased his altitude to what? To the place of the highest honor. Here's why I want you to get excited Sunday morning, is because, watch me, you have been begging for people to recognize you. You have been wondering, why does nobody recognize me? Why does nobody see me? How come nobody honors me? Even some of you parents, you've been wondering, why aren't your children acting a certain way? Watch me. Your attitude is about to bring you some honor. Oh my God, I'll talk over here because they don't shout over there. Your attitude is about to bring you some honor. And the Bible says that it elevated him in the highest place of honor, which means I go as high as my attitude lets me go. Nobody's holding you down. Nobody's blocking you. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody's suppressing you. The only thing in your way is your attitude. But I need you to touch somebody close to you and say, but that's about to change. That's about to change. Put it in the comments. That's about to change. Your attitude is about to get you elevated. Watch me. To a place of high honor. And he was given the name that's above all other names. There's a promise in Genesis chapter 12 where God says, I will make your name great. Well, how does he do that? You keep saying, well, if I had talent like this one, if I had skills like this one, if I had this like that one, and if I have this like that one, can I tell you what you really need? What you really need is your attitude to have an adjustment. Because can I tell you, the people that you look at and sometimes say, God, why are you doing this for them and not doing it for me? Is there anybody in the building or online where you can be honest, where sometimes you look at what God's doing for other people and you're like, God, now seriously, I'm not a hater, but like, God, for real? Okay, we're the honest people. Like, thank you. I guess I'm, like, Lord, you doing this for her? Lord, you ever looked at somebody and you were like, God, I'm not a hater. I'm not trying to tear nobody down, but this was working. Y'all ain't gonna talk. But this is what they like. This is what the people want. They like this. Watch me. Can I submit to you? It's not because of their gift, their skill, their talent. Watch me. It's because of their attitude. Their attitude took them to an altitude. And I'm gonna tell somebody today, you're about to do something in your attitude. Watch me. And within 24 hours, you're gonna see some elevation. I wish I had some faith people in the building. Lift your hands, open up your mouth. Say, I'm going higher. Say, my altitude's increasing. Why? Because my attitude is about to change. So let's look at this. There's three types of attitudes. Before I tell you the type of attitude Jesus had, let me tell you three types that he didn't have. The first of these attitudes is called a negative attitude. I want you to pay attention to this. There are four types of attitude. There are four types of attitude. 2024, four is the biblical number of creativity. I told you at the beginning of this year that God was going to code everything. So even in the number of attitudes that are available for you to pick, there's four. And I want you to pay attention to this principle that these are attitudes you pick, which means this is your settled way of thinking or feeling about something. Look at me, which means you get to choose your attitude. Can I help some of y'all? You keep thinking, let me help some of you single people. Don't nobody want nobody with a bad, stinking, negative attitude. You may like being around you, but don't nobody else want to be around that. And for some of y'all, watch me. Okay. You ready? For some of you, you are too pretty or too handsome to have that negative of an attitude. You better hear me. You're too skilled to have that negative of an attitude. Y'all ain't gonna say that to me. Watch me. You are too blessed to have that negative of an attitude. God has been too good to you for you to have that negative of an attitude. So let's see what a negative attitude. Let's see. They had it real nice here for me. Let me put it back on there. Let's see what a negative attitude serves up. Oh, see, when you're negative, see, that's how negative people are. They can never hold what you give them. Watch me. When you have a negative attitude, watch me, you're always dropping stuff that should be easy for you to carry. Because when you're negative, watch me, look at the traits of a negative attitude. A negative attitude is a complainer. And a negative attitude never has a solution. They just want to talk about problems. If you're a person that, I just don't know why they can do it like this. Question, so how are you going to help us fix it? How are you going to help us make it better? A negative attitude is always blaming somebody. They play the blame game. So-and-so did it. Watch me. A negative attitude, look at me, is always frustrated. You never see them happy. You know why? Because a negative attitude doesn't know how to be happy. They don't know how to have a good day. They don't know how to have a good moment because that negative attitude, watch me, they are always frustrated and they easily doubt. You can tell a person with a negative attitude, here's $1 million. Ha. Where it come from? I will hit you in the face. What? I said it's yours. Negative attitudes are people who often, watch me, never walk by faith because they think everybody's on probation. They think everybody has to pass their negative attitude test. A negative attitude, look at the next one, is easily angered. I want to pray for some of y'all because they just push my buttons. Well, you need to stop having your touch tone buttons all out in front of everybody to push. What are you trying to say? Sometimes you just need to learn how to ignore certain things. I'm going to help some of y'all today. You've got too much to do to let people easily anger you. Well, Bishop, you don't know what they said. That's their opinion. Well, Bishop, you don't know. They were talking about me. Guess what? You found out about that. It's a whole lot of stuff you don't know, man. You don't know nothing about. I need you to lift your hands, open your mouth, and say, God, don't let me be easily angered. Don't let me be easily angered. Because when you're easily angered, anger is one letter away from danger. And if you're easily angered, you're always going to find yourself in dangerous situations, dangerous relationships, and dangerous scenarios all the time. Look at the next definition of a negative attitude. Look at this. They run from what challenges them. When you have a negative attitude, you look at a challenge as a place to stop instead of a challenge as something to conquer. A person with a negative attitude, here's what they'll do. You'll say, hey, go figure that out. Well, I tried. It didn't work. Did you try something else? Well, it didn't work. Well, did you Google it? Well, I mean, you didn't say to Google it. Negative attitudes are not solutionist. Negative attitudes run from anything that challenges them. Everybody look at me. For some of you, you were dating a negative attitude. And the reason they ran from you is because you were too much of a challenge for their negativity. And I need you to be okay with that. Because watch me, they were never going to get better anyhow. I need you to give God a praise. Watch me. For some of your negative attitude past relationships, negative attitude past friendships, what's the praise for? You were mad that it didn't work, but can I tell you something? You dodged a bullet. You saved yourself a lot of money on your car insurance. Come on. And I get you to open your mouth, lift up your hands, and say, thank you, Jesus, that I dodged a bullet. Say, thank you, Jesus, that I dodged a negative attitude. Okay, watch this. Watch this. They run from what challenges? Here's the next definition of a negative attitude: hatred. A negative attitude is a hater. They're the type of person you post something, ha. They're the type of person you do something, ha. They always have something negative to say. They're a hater. And a hater is very different than a person that looks to something for the purposes of growth, looks to something for the purposes of development. What do you mean? They may look at what somebody does and say, wow, okay, that's great what they did. See, here's why you don't have to be a hater. It's because the same God that did it for somebody else is the same God that can do something for you. I used to teach this a while back. We're going to open this back up. We're going to bring it back up. Whenever you see somebody else with something you want or doing something you want to do, don't be a hater. Just stretch your hands in their direction and just simply say, same God. The same God that did it for them is going to be the same God that does it for me. I need everybody to practice because I need you to prove that you don't have a negative attitude. I just need you to stretch your hands forward and just say, the same God that blessed somebody else is going to be the same God that blesses me. Look at this. A negative attitude, they're pessimistic. They only see the worst and they have no hope. A negative attitude person will look at this plate of lemons and limes and say, it's only two limes. What? Well, I mean, they have three of the lemons. How come they don't have... See, a negative... They only see the worst. They have no hope. A negative attitude person is the type of person... Look at me. It's never good enough. Because the truth is, it's never enough. And the truth is, it's because they will only see the worst because they have no hope. I'm so glad. Let's pause for the cause and put a praise through here. I'm so glad God does not have a negative attitude about us. He says, I know the thoughts, attitude, and the plans, attitude that I have towards you to give you a hope and to give you a future. Which means God says, I know exactly what you need and I got a good attitude about you. Slap somebody a high five, say, God has a good attitude about you. Let's go further. A negative attitude, let's go further, has resentment. A negative attitude is bitter. What is bitter? Bitterness is the residue of a painful experience. A person with a negative attitude is always talking about what somebody did to them. You meet them in 2024, they're talking about what happened in 2014. You meet them in 2024, they're talking about what went wrong in 2023. They're always talking about what somebody did to them. Well, you know, my last person did this. You know, I can't believe this person did this. It's because their negative attitude keeps them in the residue of what's already over. And for some of you, today is your last day being bitter. Look at me. It happened. It's over. It happened. It's done. Well, Bishop, I should have, would have, could have. Well, you didn't. But guess what? If you still got a pulse, God still has a plan. So I need you to be like Paul. This one thing I do. Let's go. I forget those things that are behind and I press forward, I strain forward, I reach forward to the things that are ahead. All right? A negative attitude is jealous. They're discontent with themselves, so they're envious of other people. A negative attitude is, don't you like so-and-so's dress? Huh, how'd she get the money to buy it? Like, what are you talking about? Don't you like them shoes he got on? Don't you like that bracelet he got on? But they always have, they're discontent with their own life. So they're envious of other people. And when you have, when you're around a negative attitude person, you better listen to me clearly. You have to get rid of these people out of your life quickly. Why? Because they will be a cancer to you. And and they will kill everything you try to produce. A negative attitude is, it's like visiting someone whose only assignment is to abort everything you're trying to birth. Lastly, a negative attitude, they have an inferiority complex. And what's crazy is that they will unfairly compare themselves. When you have a negative attitude, you're comparing yourself to somebody where it's not even a comparison. Like, okay, as an African-American man, a black African-American man, that would be completely crazy for me to compare myself to a white woman. You understand that? It doesn't even make sense. You're not the same race, not the same ethnicity, not the same background, not the same situation, not the same sex. There's nothing that's the same. And this is what a negative attitude person will do. You're comparing yourself to somebody that was given everything and you had to go get everything. Let's go. You'll compare yourself to somebody that's never been through a valley, but yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you learned to fear no evil because the Lord was with you and his rod and his staff comforted you. I need you to lift your hands and say, there is no comparison, because there's nobody like me, and I want to speak life over every person connected to Harvest. You don't have to be anybody else. You are not in competition with anybody else except yesterday's version of yourself. You got to learn to love you. Watch me, flaws and all. I need you to lift your hands, open up your mouth, and say, I love me some me. Well, you got a negative attitude. You're unfairly comparing yourself to someone else. I can tell you, Jesus didn't have a negative attitude. If you think of a plane, for those of you who watch the pop-ups, you know, I'm really fascinated by studying, and it's the craziest thing, I'm really fascinated by studying planes, particularly plane crashes, why they crash. It gives me a great sense of satisfaction and learning and growth, because there's so many leadership principles. Because the number one reason that planes crash is because pilots forget their training when they're under pressure. Let that be revelation for some of you. Watch me. Is don't let the pressure make you forget what you learned. Oh my God. For some of you, watch me, you got pages and pages of notes, but then when you get in a mess, you forget your notes. Some of you, watch me, you're on every pop-up, you're on every Bible study, you're on every Sunday message, but watch me, but then when it's time to use what you've been taught, you forget. I pray God will lock the word in you. What does the psalmist say? Thy word have I hid in my heart. What does that mean? Lock this in me, God. Come on, in the building and online. Online, you type it in the comments in the building. You say, Lord, lock this word in me. Lock this word in me. Lock this word in me. So if you think of attitudes as the nose position of on a plane, a negative attitude would be like a plane that's nose downward. Which means if you don't correct it, it's going to crash. But this next attitude is called a sicken attitude, S-I-K-K-E-E-N. And a sicken attitude, it's sickening. What do you mean by that? It's because a sicken attitude, if you think of plain nose positions, a sicken attitude, watch me, a negative one is face, is nose position down. A sicken attitude, though, is erratic. It goes up, it goes down, it's all around. A sicken attitude, it's erratic. It's all over the place. What does this mean practically? A sicken attitude, they are negative about the positive. So they get good news, they're going to find something negative about something good. Okay, y'all miss what I just said. So a sicken attitude will lose weight, and then once they lose weight, complain about the fact that they lost weight. A sickened attitude, y'all, watch me. A sickened attitude, pick my paper up. A sickened attitude, watch me. It will do something good, thank you. And then once they do something good, watch me, a sickened attitude will turn the good that they've done into something negative. A sickened attitude will start making $1 million and now, but I gotta pay taxes on it. If you don't shut your mouth, your taxes are less than what you used to make. Did you hear what I just said? Watch me. They become negative about the positive. A sickened attitude. Watch me. They'll get married after they didn't beg God for years. And they say, oh my God, I can't stand this. And a sickened attitude. Watch me. When they're single and oh my God, I can't. They find something negative about the positive always. It's erratic. Next thing, they're destructive to themselves and others. A sickened attitude. They're destructive to themselves and others. They do things that are destructive. They date people that are destructive. They have friends that are destructive. They make decisions in their 20s that they don't think are going to impact them in their 30s. They make decisions in their 30s that they don't think are going to impact them in their 40s. They make decisions in their 40s that they don't think are going to impact them in their 50s and so on. A sickened attitude acts as if they have nothing to lose or nothing to protect. Why is this important? Because wave at me if you've ever heard this phrase. Online, you do the hand wave emoji. Online, you do that. In the building, you wave at me. If you've ever heard this phrase, don't deal with somebody that has nothing to lose. Wave at me if you've ever heard it. Here's why that's crazy. is because a person that thinks about having something to lose is really a person, look at me, is really a negative mindset to begin with. Instead, you should deal with people that have something to protect. Because if they have something to protect, it suggests that they're going to do right by you. Why? They have something to protect. But a sickened attitude says, I ain't got nothing to lose. And I have nothing to protect. So watch me. Everything with them, it's a gamble with them. Everything with them, it's a gamble. One day they might do it. Next day they might not do it. One day they're for you. The next day they might not be for you. One day they're going to try and the next day they're not going to try. One day they're faithful. The next day they're not faithful. And a sickened attitude is sickening. It's like an uncontrollable plane. And if you've ever been on a plane, listen, I fly a lot. And here's I'm okay with turbulence. Look at me. I'm okay with turbulence like, you know, like this. Up and down turbulence, okay? I do not like the turbulence where we're going side to side. This is not an acceptable type of turbulence for me. And let me tell you what's really not acceptable. It's when the plane just drops. If you've ever been on a plane, I remember one time I was flying to speak in Las Vegas at a leadership event. And the plane, as we were getting ready to land, the plane just, it went side to side and went up and down. And then that joker just dropped. I mean, it was a dip, baby dip type of situation on the plane. And I did my hands like this because I was like, oh, my God. I said, look, and I started praying. I said, Lord, I can't believe after all of what I've overcome, this is going to be it. Y'all ain't said nothing to me. You ever been in so much turbulence on a plane where you were like, oh, Jesus, Father, forgive me for every sin I've ever committed. Lord, you texting people just in case. I love you. Just not. That turbulence was so crazy. That's what a sickened plane is like. You never know what you're going to get with them. Because one moment is this, another moment is that, another moment is all over the place. One moment they're high, the next moment they're low. And for some of you, this is where you've been. You know why people have a sickened attitude? Because they've been, watch me, sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they're disappointed. But I pray for you today. Let's go. I pray that if you've had a sickened attitude or a negative attitude, that you would release that today. If I'm talking to you already in this message and you know your attitude's been negative, lift your hand, say, God, take that out of me. Take that out of me. If you know your attitude's been a sickened attitude, open your mouth, say, God, take that out of me. 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 I need that thing to shift today. Shift my thinking today. Shift my handling of situations today. Somebody in the building and online, shout today. Third type of attitude. And to be honest with you, I think the third type of attitude is perhaps the most dangerous attitude. And here's the reason it's dangerous. Is because if I'm honest, it's where most people are. It's where most people are. This attitude, watch me, we're going to serve it up from over here. This attitude is called a neutral attitude. I want you to pay attention that each of these attitudes is on a tray being served, which means just because it was presented to me doesn't mean I have to pick from it. Just because it was set in front of you does not mean that you have to eat from this or be this. But Bishop, you don't know what I've been through, but you don't have to be what you've been through. But Bishop, you don't know who hurt me, but you don't have to be the hurt that they imposed upon you. But you don't know what they did to me, but you don't have to be what was done to you. Here's a neutral attitude. They ignore, which means they're waiting for somebody else to do it. A neutral attitude is always waiting on somebody else to do what they could have done for themselves. A neutral attitude says, well, I'm just waiting on somebody to do this for me. You're like the man by the pool for 38 years. For 38 years, you put your life on hold because you're waiting on somebody else to stir the water for you when you could have stirred it for yourself. Or you could have just got up and walked, because the truth was you weren't lame, you weren't sick, you weren't blind, you weren't paralyzed. You could have done it yourself. And for some of you, watch me. There's things you have not done in your life because you're waiting on somebody you don't have to wait on. I'll back it up and say it again and wait for you to put a praise behind you. You're waiting on somebody else to do something that you do not have to wait on. I need you to slap two or three people or high five and just say, you do not have to wait. You do not have to wait. You're waiting on somebody else to love you. Love yourself. You're waiting on somebody else to start a business. But start it by yourself. You're waiting on somebody else to support you. Go support yourself. You're waiting on somebody else to be your gym buddy. Go to the gym by yourself. Watch me. Number two, a negative attitude is lazy. What is laziness? Lazy says, I won't do today what I could do today because I don't want to today, because I'll do it tomorrow. Lazy and procrastination often go hand in hand. A lazy attitude or a negative attitude is complacent. So here's what complacency says. There's no need to change. Like, it's good. Look at me. There's certain things in your life that are good, but you become complacent because you're not trying to make it better. And sometimes the enemy of great is good. Sometimes the enemy of more, watch me, is mediocre. See, complacency says there's no need to change it. And look at this. This particular attitude should be a neutral attitude. It says negative should be a neutral attitude. There's no need to change. They have no doubt. Look at me, but they also have no hope. Say no doubt and no hope. Okay, look at me. They have no doubt and they have no hope. In other words, they're neutral. Have you ever tried to drive your car in neutral? Does it go anywhere? No, same concept. A neutral attitude, if we're looking at plain nose positions, so negative facing down or nose down, sick and erratic all over the place, pay attention. A neutral attitude flies straight. Now, why is that a problem? Because if you fly straight, you will have what's called an aeronautical stall. You will stall and fall out of the air. This is why when you have a neutral attitude, you see these people just have days where they snap. These people, they just have days where they just go into these deep, dark depressions. You're like, you were great on Monday. What happened on Tuesday? It's because the plane just fell out of the sky because they had a stall. Because when a plane is flying, its nose position always has to be slightly inclined, which is the positive attitude. Slightly inclined. Why? Because its wings need lift. And I'm here to tell some of y'all the reason you keep stalling and the reason that you keep feeling stagnant is because your attitude has been neutral. But today, I need you to touch somebody close to you, please, and just make this declaration and just say, things are about to change for you today. There, online, put in the comments, things are about to change for you today. Here's the next thing. Indifference. A neutral attitude, they have no concern nor importance. They're just indifferent. They're indifferent. It doesn't really, whatever. A neutral attitude says, well, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's whatever. How many of you have found yourself about things you should be concerned about taking a it's whatever approach? Wait a minute. It's something you should be concerned about. It's something you should be looking at. But when you have a neutral attitude, it's like, whatever. I don't even care. The danger with that attitude is that you will not care about what you should care about. And what you should not care about, you'll give lots of energy to. There's indifference. There's no concern, no importance. Let's go to the next attribute. A neutral attitude. They have detachment. They are conspicuously uninvolved. This is a neutral attitude. They are conspicuously uninvolved. They're detached. When you're dealing with somebody that's in a neutral attitude, you'll notice that they never really commit to anything. They're disconnected. They have no connection to anything. And coincidentally, these will often be the people that complain, you know, I just don't feel connected to anybody. Because you're neutral. You don't care one way or the other. I just don't feel. You don't feel it because it's not in you to feel, because your attitude can't feel. Last thing, they are unemotional. A neutral attitude has no emotion about anything. Can I be honest with you? That's a crazy place to be. Because, listen, while you should live by your emotions, you can't be passionate about something and not get emotional. It's quiet in this building and online. You can't, listen, never let somebody say they love you and they have no passion. They have no emotion. Never let somebody say they're your friend and they have no passion. They have no emotion. Never let that happen. Why? Because what you're really dealing with is somebody that's neutral. And when you're neutral, you're not for me or against you, which is scary. Because I'd rather you know whether or not you're my foe or my friend. I'd rather know whether you're for me or against me. Can I be honest with you? You need either black or white. You don't need gray. If you're for me, baby, be for me. If you're against me, just let me know where you stand. No love lost. I just need to know what's real. Would you lift your hands, open up your mouth, and say, I will not live a neutral life. Come on, say it, y'all. I will not have a neutral attitude. Which brings us to the last attitude, and we're out of here. A positive attitude. So, nose positions. Let's review. Pointing down, negative. Talk. Erratic, sickened. Straightforward, neutral. Here's what you want. Positive. That nose is inclined. So what's a positive attitude? A positive attitude has confidence. Say, Lord, make me confident. Come on now. That's how you're going to ask him. Say, Lord, make me confident. Okay, what does this mean? I've got this because God's got me. A positive attitude walks around, watch me, and they have a confidence like everything's going to be all right. Watch me. Even if it's burning to the ground, they walking around looking at stuff, say, well, it ain't burned over here yet. Well, it ain't burned over here yet. Well, it looks like it could work over here. Watch me. Even if everybody is acting crazy with them, a positive attitude says, well, watch me. Well, this one's happy. This one's going with me. This one's going to do it with me. I need you to make this declaration. Say, Lord, give me a positive attitude. And watch me. And this attitude, watch me, out of all of these plates, this one's the heaviest. Why? Because a positive attitude carries some weight with it. I need you to open your mouth and say, Lord, give me a positive attitude. Also, pay attention. This positive attitude, not only does it carry weight, it's the heaviest one. Not only does it carry weight, but it's the one that stands out the most. And if you're going to have an unusual attitude, you got to have a positive attitude that's going to stand out. So look at this. A positive attitude, it adds value. Look at this. They have confidence. Number two, they have happiness. What is this? They have pronoia. What is that? It is the opposite, the antithesis of paranoia. Paranoia says there's a conspiracy against them. Pronoia says there's a conspiracy for me. See, when you have a positive attitude, you can be like, I don't know exactly how. But what I do know is this is going to work for my good. Come here, Romans 8:28. And we know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I just need you to slap somebody a high five. We're almost done, y'all. Just tell them, say, everything's going to work for your good. Type it in the comments. Everything's going to work for your good. It don't look good, but it's going to work for your good. Don't feel good, but it's going to work for your good. Third attribute of a positive attitude, they're sincere. In other words, they give it 100%. Positive attitude people, we don't do 99 and a half. Positive attitude people, even if we only got 50% in the tank, you're going to think we gave you 100%. Y'all ain't gonna talk because we gonna make that 50 look like 100. Is there anybody in the building or online besides me? Well, you just figured out you got more of a positive attitude than you thought because you thought because you were low some days that something was wrong. No, that's nothing wrong. That's just being a human. A positive attitude says, though, even though I'm low, I'm gonna give it my all. Even though I'm tired, I'm gonna give it 100%. Even though I feel like I'm wore the heck out, I'm gonna give it my all. Why? Because everything that I find myself to do, I'm gonna give it my all. Anything that I do, I've got to do it heartily as unto the Lord. Open your mouth, lift up your hands, say, Lord, give me a positive attitude. Look at this. It's the next trait. They're sincere, but next, they have determination. A positive attitude says, I'll get it done. Now look at me. They're saying that with 40 million other things to get done. Look at me. A positive attitude has a list, but when they get something new, they get it done. Let me help some of you understand why you're trusted with more. And sometimes you're like, how come they don't trust somebody else with more? It's because they have the other three attitudes. When you find somebody with a positive attitude, that's the person that you become your go-to. Because you want somebody that knows how to get things done. You want somebody that knows how to figure it out. Listen, anytime I lead lots, but I also sit in the seat of a student. Every leader should be a good follower. And you want to know why anything I'm ever in, why they consistently hand me more to do, is because I have this attitude. I'll get it done. I'll figure it out. I got tons of other things to do, but I'll get it done. When you have a negative attitude, you say, I can't get it done. When you have a neutral attitude, you'll say, I don't know if I can get it done. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see what happens when it's due. Quiet in this building and online. A sickened attitude, watch me. They're going to tell you they can do it, and then 15 minutes before it's due, have an emotional breakdown and then get it done. You see how that works? Okay, all right, look. A positive attitude, they're optimistic, which means they're always like things are getting better. A positive attitude person always feels like stuff's getting better. Even if they have a rough day. Can I be honest with you? You're going to have some rough days. You're going to have some days where you're like, I'm about over this day. Okay, where the honest people at? You're going to have some days where you don't smoke and you're going to go past the 7-Eleven and look over there at some Newports. Listen, I'm just being funny. You're going to have some days where you're going to be like, what was this? But a positive attitude says, but another day is coming. Come on, y'all. We're about to put a praise in this building and online. Here's why. It's because every morning I get new mercies, which means it maybe was a bad day, but I got some new mercies coming. Maybe your hair wasn't right. Your kids acting crazy, your spouse talking crazy, you mad, the car need fixing, the dog won't bark, the cat won't meow. But guess what? It's about to get better for you. I need you to slap somebody a high five and say, it's about to get better for you. Oh, say, it's about to get better for you. Find somebody else, say, it's about to get better for you. I don't like the way they're saying it. Find somebody else, please. Say, it's about to get better for you. Type it in the comments. It's about to get better. That's a positive attitude. Positive attitude says it can't stay like this. It's got to get better. Positive attitude says it's got to get better. A positive attitude says it's got to get better. Look at this. Positive attitude has a sense of responsibility. They say, I'll do my part to add value. Can I be honest with you? If you're a positive attitude person, say that's me, you don't want to be around people who don't do their part, because it can pull you into their attitude type. You have to learn how to create an environment that only has other positive attitude people. Here's what I've discovered. I learned how to pray people away. It's quiet. It's quiet right here. See, look at me. Everybody that walks out ain't lost. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. Everybody that walks out isn't lost. It's some people that you need to pray away, because you need to say, that negative, that sicken, that neutral, I don't want that attitude around me. So there's certain attitudes you just got to say, Lord, I need you to give me somebody else to do what it is that they do. I need you to put somebody else in the seat. Lord, bring me another friend. Lord, bring me another somebody to help me. Bring me another somebody to go eat with. Why? Because I cannot have this cancer around me, because I'll do my part. They won't do their part. And there's nothing worse than showing up for a group project. You got your project done, and then they're showing up, and you got somebody else that does not have their part done. This is why many of you like to be loners, is because you can depend on you, because you found that you couldn't sometimes depend on people. But what if I told you, if you were going to do more, sometimes you were going to need to have to depend on some people? It's interconnectivity. Oh, God. Say, Lord, give me a positive attitude. We're almost done. A positive attitude, they're flexible. This means they realize some things may have to change. Positive attitude people aren't rigid. It has to be exactly like this. Positive attitude people will say, well, let me make the most of it. Can I be honest? Some of my best preaching moments have come from something that was not supposed to go the way that it went. So, watch me. It came from something falling, and I decided to figure out how to preach it. You know, like I said in the room. It came from something that I was looking at in the room that was distracted me. That came. Watch me. Some of my. It's because when you have a positive attitude, you're flexible. It's like, okay, this is the plan, but things are flexible. It's like, okay, okay. But a pineapple, I can have chunks. I can have slices. I mean, I can have cubes. In other words, I'm flexible. Some of y'all look at me. The only reason you mad is because you're too rigid. The only reason you're upset is because you're too rigid. You're not flexible. Well, I was supposed to do this, and I'm supposed to do this, and I'm so angry, I can't believe the Lord. Then he is not your genie, boo. He is your God, which means I know you plan to have it done by 2021, and it's 2024. But watch me. But positive attitude, people say every delay. Come on here. It's to my benefit. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to enjoy the benefits. I'm going to enjoy. Oh, my God. What's the benefit? In the delay. Which means I'm going to enjoy the delay. I'm going to enjoy the delay. Slap somebody a high five. We're almost done. You type it in the comments. Say, every delay is to your benefit. It's okay. Just be flexible. Be flexible. Be flexible. Be flexible. Sometimes you may expect something to go a certain way. And listen, as a pastor, sometimes I will get notifications, information, like up to the moment I'm on stage, while I'm on the stage. This little screen over here sometimes, it's good, you know, I got messages. People look, okay, here's the deal. You have to be flexible. Because if you're rigid, you will, look at me, if you're too rigid, you'll miss the flavor in the flex. Because the flex, watch me, it had both a flavor and a favor, which means God says, I was trying to do something different, but you wouldn't let me do something different because you were so rigid. So you missed how good it was because, watch me, because of how you wanted it to be. And for some of you, the only reason your life doesn't feel good is because you're missing how good it is because you're so fixed on how you wanted it to be. Let's talk. Let's go. All right, here we go. Reliability. A positive attitude person can be relied upon. Say, you can count on me. Okay, next, tolerance. Look at me carefully. A positive attitude person realizes, look at me. This is, if you don't get nothing else, this whole message, look at me. A positive attitude person realizes you're not going to get 100% out of what you want out of people. I just freed somebody up and saved you a whole lot of money on your car insurance, okay? You're not going to get 100% of what you want out of people. So what a positive attitude does is say, I'm going to have tolerance with things that are tolerable. Because I'm not going to get 100% out of anybody. Look at me. Look at me. The truth is, that's the reality of where the world is, the reality where people are. Look at Jesus. Jesus didn't get 100% out of his guys. He goes to one city and he says, ain't this something? Foxes have holes. Birds have nests. 12 of you ninjas couldn't figure out how to get me a hotel room tonight. So I ain't got nowhere to go after preaching this crusade. Literally, when he says that, that's what happened. His team dropped the ball. So when the crusade was over, Jesus was like, where am I going to go? Huh? Peter, you didn't do it? Thomas, you didn't do it? James, you didn't do it? John, you didn't do it? Nobody did it. So Jesus, he rebukes them all. He's like, so the bird got somewhere to sleep. The fox got somewhere to sleep. The Son of Man, God in the flesh. Y'all got me out here on my app trying to figure out where I'm supposed to stay. Y'all got me on my phone trying to figure out where I'm supposed to stay. Y'all got me calling around to hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Hello, this is the Holiday Inn Jerusalem. You have any available rooms tonight? Listen. The point is this, is that when you have a positive attitude, you recognize I need to tolerate what's tolerable because I can't change a grown person. So there's some intolerable things. There's some tolerable things. Stop. Who is this helping right now? Wave at me. Drop a fire in the comments if this is helping you. Because some of you, you keep letting what you can't change about a person make you be negative. But positive attitude, people focus on what, watch me, I can tolerate this, I can't tolerate this. I can't change somebody that's grown. We're almost done. Next part. A positive attitude person, they have humility. They say they're honored to be allowed to do something. A positive attitude person never operates from a place of arrogance. They never operate from a place of you owe me. They don't do that. And finally, here it is, diligence. Say diligence. A positive attitude person is diligent. This means they're consistent. This means they're persistent. Lift your hand and say, Lord, give me a positive attitude. Give me a positive attitude. Say it like you gotta leave this building with one. Say it like you gotta log off with one. Why do I want that? Here it is, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Stay with me. And my people who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves, which means self-reflect, stay with me, and self-correct and fast, that's what that means there, humble themselves, and pray and seek my face. This means crave, require as a necessity. What is his face? Look at the next part. His attitude and his attributes. God says, you should be seeking my attitude. You should be seeking my attributes, and go to the previous one, and you should crave it. You should crave it. You should desire it. You should require it as a necessity. Open your mouth. Say, God, I have to have your attitude. Say, I have to have a positive attitude. Look at the rest of the verse. He says, if you seek my attitude, which means this is not just natural. Some of this is spiritual. This is not just going to be steps you take to change. This is going to be something spiritual God does in you. He says, if you turn from your wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Say, unusual. Shout it. Say, unusual. If this is God speaking, how does he hear from heaven? I'll back it up and say it again. This is God speaking. So how does God hear from heaven? God hears from heaven. Listen carefully. because unusual attitudes will make heaven release unusual announcements. And I'm here to tell somebody today, heaven is about to give you an unusual announcement. God's about to speak something, watch me, and it's about to echo up through heaven, and it's about to hit the earth. Because your attitude changes, your finances are about to change. As your attitude changes, your look on life is about to change. Some of you have been miserable. You've been angry. You've been frustrated. But today something is about to change. I need you to lift your hands, please. Open your mouth. Say, something's about to change. Something's about to change. Unusual attitudes produce unusual announcements. He says, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land, which for you and I means life. Say, unusual attitude. Unusual announcement. How many of you can be honest, just wait with me, that you discovered today that you've had, past tense, some negative attitude? How many be honest after today, you can be honest, you had some sickened attitude. How many be honest, you had some neutral attitude. But how many of you made up your mind today, from this day forward, I must have a positive attitude? If that's you, put a shout when I count to three. You're going to shout and then you're going to put a praise behind it. One, two, three. Shout right there. And put a praise behind it. Hallelujah. 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 Heads bowed, eyes closed in this building and online. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure today's your day. God's not mad. He has a good attitude about you. It's a positive attitude about you. You need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. Just make this declaration by the lifting of your hands in the building or online. Do the hand wave emoji or say, it's me. 2,000 years ago, God stepped in a body. That body was called Jesus. That body died so that you and I could have life and life more abundantly. And today, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. In the building, hands up online where the majority of us are. You do the hand wave emoji or say, it's me. One, two, three, wherever you're at, hands up, hands up. Church, we're celebrating. Online, you do that hand wave emoji, says me. I have online ambassadors on every platform watching for your responses. Just do the hand wave emoji or say, it's me. Everybody pray this with me. Say, Father, thank you for dying in my place. Thank you for your love for me. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you are my Lord and my Savior. Give me the grace and be a faithful Christian from this day forward. If I fall or if I fail, give me the grace. We get right back up again. Today is the beginning of the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I have a positive attitude. All things are working for my good. Things are getting better. I see how good it is because I'm not rigid to the way I wanted it to be. Woo! In Jesus' name, amen. You just prayed that prayer. Take your phone out. Scan the QR code or text Harvest to 55498. Let us know that you just did that. You'll enter the option for salvation. I want to get a message into your hands called, what next? Now that you've given your life to the Lord, what do you do next? Some of you are saved, but you don't have a shepherd. You can live in Denver, Atlanta, anywhere across America, around the world, and be a part of the Harvest Church family. We're a hybrid church, so the majority of harvesters have never, ever been in a building. All you need to do is text Harvest to 55498 or scan that QR code that's right there on the screen. Listen, today is Palm Sunday. Where it is the day where Jesus marched valiantly, celebratory, into the city for the week that he'd be crucified. Now, the calendar's a little off this year, so Passover would have been the time, but this is the day and the time that the world has set aside for what's called Easter or Resurrection Sunday. And I want you to hear me very clearly. This is the day of victory for you. What do you mean, Bishop? Because this is a day where you will have victory over you. Sometimes the biggest victory you can have is over your own attitude. Sometimes the biggest victory you will have is over your own attitude. And I want to encourage you today that you got some out of this word to help you overcome you. But say, I got something to help me overcome me. Listen, we'd love for you to be a part of the family. You text Harvest to 55498 or you simply enter the or scan the QR code that's on the screen. We're going to sow today. And if you came in late, get your giving ready, your tithes, offerings, first fruits, love offerings. If you logged on late or you came in late. And for those of you that are going to sow to seal, at Harvest, we do something called sowing to seal. The Lord gave me this in May of 2022. I'd never done it before that. He said, son, if you do this, I'm going to release wealth into the hands of the people of Harvest. And that's what he's been doing. And it blows my mind to see how blessed the people of Harvest are. Say, we are blessed people. We really, really are. Here's our seed today. Here's our seed today. Our seed today is going to be from 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. So we're going to do 28 today. That's our seed today for 2 Chronicles 14. We're going to double that thing. We're going to double that thing believing this. We're going to double that seed believing that God, somebody say God, is going to do what he promised in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. That's our seed, 28. What's the name of this seed? PA, for a positive attitude. You can be a happy person and not have a positive attitude. You can be a, you know, smiley person and not have a positive attitude. And I want to encourage everybody, your attitude is going to determine your altitude. Shout, I'm going higher. I said, shout it. Y'all said it to me. Shout, I'm going higher. Well, your attitude determines that. And for some of you, you got to hear me. If you don't course correct your attitude this month, your plane might be on the ground next month. Areas of your life that could have succeeded, you will not see the success you could see next month. I need you to hear me. This is why this message, I started it with praying so intensely, because I don't just need you to say, ooh, that was good. I need you to literally have a shift today. Today. All right? How can you sow? You can use the Cash App, $BishopForeman with the number 2, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify. That's available. The email is hello@harvestchurch.church. You can mail it in, P.O. Box 441004, Aurora, Colorado, 844. Scan the QR code. I love you, Harvest. Don't forget, today we're online all day, 9:15, 11:15, 1:15, 4, and 7. That's all mountain time, wherever you're at. You can do the time difference there. Don't forget, prayer tomorrow night, 7 o'clock mountain, 9 o'clock Eastern. And I'm excited to see all of what God's doing in your life. This is your year of more. Lift your giving to the Lord. You saw me give it through text to give. Lift your giving to the Lord. Say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. I'm a faithful giver. Therefore, I flourish. All things work together for my good. Lord, lock a positive attitude in me. I believe your word. You said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if I sought your attitude, which is your face, that you would make an unusual announcement over my life. I need that announcement. Let my attitude increase my altitude. In Jesus' name. Amen. Masters of Passing here at Grape Street. For those of you online, use one of the digital giving methods. Most of us use digital giving methods. Those of you in the building, you want to use an envelope or scan the QR code in front of you, you can do that. I love you. For those of you here at Grape Street, if you need prayer for any reason right after the experience, I'll have prayer partners right down front to pray for you right after the experience. For those of you online, you'll just put your prayer request in the comments. My online ambassadors will make sure to cover those prayer requests for you. I love you. Let's do it together, everybody. Love God, love people, and love life. Go on the shalom of God. Love you. Shalom.